I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. Folk music every week at this time, or any time you like, if you find us online on the podcast. Today, we open the program with two tracks from Boys of the Loch. First of all, a couple of tunes, Oar the Water to Bessie and The Old Cup of Tea. Then a song, The Boston Burglar.
I was born and reared in Boston, a place you all know well. But by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. But by honest parents, and reared most tenderly, till I became a sporting blade at the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My parents done their very best to get me out on bail, but the jury found me guilty. The clerk, he wrote it down for the breaking of the Union Bank. I was sent to Charlestown. I see my injured father a standing by the bar. Likewise, me poor old mother a tearing out her hair. A tearing out her old grey locks as the tears come tumbling down. Me son, what have you done to be sent to Charlestown? They put me on an eastbound train on a cold December day, and every station I passed by you could hear the people say, there goes the Boston burglar, in strong chains he is bound. for the breaking of the Union Bank, he is sent to Charlestown. All you that have your liberty, take warning whilst you can, and don't go round the streets at night breaking laws of God and man. For if you do, you'll surely rue and find yourself like me, a serving out your 21 years in the penitentiary.
The unmistakable voice, you would have to say, of Cathal McConnell singing The Boston Burglar from the Boys of the Loch album, The New Line. Before that, from the same album, opening the program today, Or the Water to Bessie and The Old Cup of Tea. I have to confess, the first time I heard Cathal McConnell singing that song, I was sure he was singing about how that fellow had been taken to Charters Towers. I thought, why would they send a convict to a town in Queensland? But it's Charlestown, as in Charlestown. That's just how the man from Fermanagh pronounced it. Charlestown is correct. Here's a song from Ange Hardy, who has an interesting but rather sad backstory. Her father left the family when Ange Hardy was about five. She wrote this interesting song called My Old Man, and it contains a wonderful line. My old man had the kind of face that artists love and women hate.
My old man had a weight in his chest, did not become content and arrested, took all his money and his Sunday best, left for the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. Oh, for the sakes of the heavens, I cried. You won't find greener on the other side. My old man had an itch in his boots. He'd not stand still and he'd not lay roots. He'd look to the door for a good excuse to move to the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. Oh, for the sakes of the heavens, I cried. You won't find greener on the other side. My old man had the kind of face artists love and women hate. It took all the lines of a twisted fate to move to the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. Oh, for the sakes of the heavens, I cried. You won't find greener on the other side. My old man had a baccy pipe. He kept it lit and his lips held tight. It never ran out, but tonight he might, to move to the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. Oh, for the sakes of the heavens, I cried. You won't find greener on the other side. My old man walked down the track. I yelled, for the sakes of the heavens, look back. He wouldn't turn, he got knocked down flat. Now he's gone to the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. You won't find greener on the other side. Oh, for the sakes of the heavens, I cried. You won't find greener on the other side.
It's called Fjellhamen by the group Valfart from Denmark. The title translates more or less as Mountain Village. All the tracks on that album, which is really quite fun, are either composed or arranged by the fiddle player in the group, Christian Risgaard. That wasn't him singing, of course. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. Good to have you along today. Here's a track from one of my all-time favourite groups, Marley's Ghost. I play a lot of their music on the program, and they have lots of music to choose from. Some of it kind of harks back to biblical themes. I don't know how much that reflects the individuals in the band, but makes for some good songs. This one's called Shadrach.
Now there were three children from the land of Israel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
They took a little trip into the land of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
He took a lot of gold and he made him an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the coronet,
oh yeah.
He told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute,
ooh.
Told everybody, when you hear the music of the bow down and worship the idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king cast the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
He heaped on coal and red hot brimstone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Made it seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Even burned up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Then the Lord God called him an angel and gave him a couple of wings. And he came on down in the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flames. And the children got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar said, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the land of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Marley's Ghost from Travelin' Shoes, one of their very good albums. Marley's Ghost come from Washington State in the US, up in the top left corner. Next one comes from a group called Tea Leaf. I've played a few tracks by a group called Lancome in the past, and they come from Dublin, but this lot don't. They do, however, represent a similar style of folk music, sometimes referred to as doom folk, because it's kind of grim presentation. Anyway, this lot, Tea Leaf, come from Falmouth in Cornwall. They're doing a job here on a song called Bone Lace Weaver.
Thank you. I am a maiden, you come to town, but long I will not tarry. I have but 2 years for to stay, and then I'll think to marry. But if some rich young man coming, and he is now deceiver, then court him, then I will begin like a boneless weaver. I can and strive to please him finally. Or if he be a young and good and to me no deceiver, then I will strive to please his moon like a boneless weaver. And keep our wits about us. We strive to purchase house and land, though young men they do flout us. We'll let them all say what they can, we'll trust no deceiver. We'll sing you songs of pagan land like a boneless weaver. White and neat and pretty lace to handle. We sing our sonnets all complete by daylight or by candle. And when our task we end it, have our mistress show such fancy. We'll sport and sing, that's all do ring. Oh, brave bone lace weaver. Merry lives will we, no young man saying. We'll scorn for to be married wives, we'll keep our fingers playing. We'll wear brave laces on our head, scorn is ye to be run. Work a place, brave Flanders place, so brave bone lace we are. Thank you.
if you think a harp can only make one type of sound. We heard three different harps, and they were very different sounds, weren't they? Two of the harps were played by Karen Marshallsea. We've heard her on the program before. And she was playing a wire harp, and there at the second half of that track, she was playing the bray harp. Sounds a bit like a sitar, doesn't it? Also on that track, Lauren Scott playing a lever harp. Karen Marshallsea is Scottish, and Lauren Scott comes from Cheshire. And I think that single track probably is a precursor to an album that'll come out in due course. The track was called The Meeting of Friends. Karen Marshallsea and Lauren Scott. Now, have you ever been to one of those parties where you're just not too sure what everybody is thinking? Paul Kelly wrote a song about it. It's called All Those Smiling Faces.
I've been talking to the dead with this photo album here in my bed. Picnics, parties long ago. Some are strangers, many I know. All those smiling faces. Now here's a wedding, there's the bride, and my handsome dad smiling by her side. Just out of the frame, I guess a band is playing, and I wonder what words to him she's saying. All those smiling faces. Second row, third from the right. Young Uncle Jim who got called up to fight. Beside him make his fiancée. Pretty Meg waited for an ever come day.
How many fixed grins do you think there were amongst all those smiling faces? Paul Kelly from the album he released, I think in 2024, called Fever Longing Still. Time to introduce you to a featured album on Come All Ye. Most weeks we have a featured album. This week it's called The Lost Summer. Comes to us from Louise Bicken. I'm absolutely unsure about the pronunciation of her last name, B-I-C-H-A-N. I can't find any clarification of it, but I'll take a punt and we'll settle on Bicken, B-I-C-H-A-N. Louise Bicken is a United States-based Scottish musician. She's also a photographer. Her website demonstrates some very good skills in that sphere. She grew up on the Orkney Islands, north of Scotland, and music, of course, has been a big part of the social fabric up there for centuries. She started playing fiddle when she was about 7. She says, "I remember the butterflies in the tummy feeling when watching concerts at the Orkney Folk Festival as a kid, wanting to be a part of it all." So eventually she pestered her parents and she started learning fiddle. Moved to Glasgow, became part of the session scene there, and played with the Orkney group Farah, F-A-R-A, and some others, including the singer-songwriter Rachel Somani, who's quite well-known in Scotland. Then she won a scholarship to Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's spent most of her time over there since then. We'll hear a track, first of all, featuring three different tunes, one written by Siobhan Anderson called the Och Jig, A-U-C-H, and John McSherry's tune Skipping Over the Bogs, Irish composer John McSherry and player. And then back to Orkney for a tune called the Home Band Tune, home being a village on the main island of Orkney. So, featured album, The Lost Summer. Louise Bicken is the musician. She just calls this set the Och. Thank you. first track from the featured album, and indeed it is the first track on the album. The Och Jig, Skipping Out of the Bogs, and the Home Band Tune from Orcadian fiddle player Louise Beckin, these days resident in America. Featured album is called The Lost Summer, and we will hear more of that as the program progresses.
Well, some folks say that a Ford won't run. Just let me tell you what a Henry done. She left Louisville about 1:30 and pulled into Nashville at the setting of the sun. On the Dixie, on the Dixie B-line, I'm going to rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. Rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. Went right into Henry of mine. Went to Muscle Shoals to bring to the people of the South pure gold. Let him have it in, oh my Lord. Well, I'll ride to heaven on a Henry Ford. On the Dixie B-line, I'm going to rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. Rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. I'm going to ride into Henry of mine. Well, that old Buick certainly treated me mean. Took all my money for to buy gasoline. She may be warm, but I don't know. But the Buick won't come when Henry will go. On the Dixie B-line, I'm going to rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. Rise and shine, I'm going to stay off the time. When I'm riding into Henry of mine. Well, I went to the mountain for to get some booze. The Henry Ford car was the one I'd choose. The officers got right on me, I say, and I pulled her wide open and I made me get away. On the Dixie B-line, I'm going to rise and shine, going to stay off the time. Rise and shine, going to stay off the time. Went right into Henry of mine. Well, everybody knows a Henry Ford car. Everybody knows they're the best they are. You want to take a ride, just get in a Ford and step on the throttle, oh my Lord. On the Dixie B-line, I'm going to rise and shine, going to stay off the time. Rise and shine, going to stay off the time. Went right into Henry of mine.
Oh, yeah. Hot dog. Dixie B-line. From Bill Spence and Fenig's All-Star String Band. They released a few albums focusing on Bill Spence playing hammered dulcimer for contradance-type music. Bill Spence no longer around, unfortunately, but the music lives on. Heard reasonably often on this program, in fact. A fellow by the name of José Ángel Hevia joins the program now. And he is an Asturian gaita player, fairly innovative one at that. In fact, he's developed a particular electronic version of the Asturian bagpipe, which he plays on stage and records with occasionally. We're going to hear a track from an album of his called The Other Side. We hear Tanzila, which doesn't sound particularly Asturian, does it? Well, I'll read what he writes about it. Fortunately, it's been translated. Tanzila, T-A-N-Z-I-L-A, is an old personal challenge that consists of an arrangement that manages to create a fusion between two worlds of music that have always fascinated him, the Arab and Celtic worlds. For the former, we've been able to count on my friend, the great artist Suhail Sereni, and the Breton arrangements were provided by Bagad Kemper, a group that I have always admired from the other side of the stage as the best ensemble of bagpipes on the face of the earth. Well, that's a pretty good recommendation from Hevia. So here's Tanzila.
Thank you.
goodness, that's a big production number from Hevia, H-E-V-I-A is his surname. And that's his performing name as well. Tanzila was the name of the track from an album called The Other Side. And if you thought that when I introduced Suhail Sakini, Bagad Kemper and Hevia, that was a fairly big sound just for that lot. Well, of course, half of the Prague Symphony Orchestra was in there as well. He gathered quite a few performers together for that track. They turn up on various tracks on the album, not all of them, but when you've got access to a symphony orchestra, why not? Here's a song by the Fagans from an album they released quite a long time ago, really. It's called Kitchen Dance, a song written by the late Mike O'Rourke, Poison Train.
This old town has had its day, all the people moved away, and the houses standing empty in the dry and dusty day. No one cares for this old town, now the money's not around, and the railway lines are rusty and the station's fallen down.
There's a light down the line, let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way, all the fiddlers will be coming home today.
When the railway opened here, all the gutters flowed with beer, and the people stood beside the line to watch and wave and cheer. All the speeches that were made, when the bosses smiled and said, the good times are just beginning, follow us and you'll go ahead.
There's a light down the line, let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way, all the fiddlers will be coming home today.
Well, they built the street so wide, it would be a thing of pride to walk across it drunk or throw a stone to the other side. And the buildings grew so tall, you would tremble at their fall. But they just dried out, you'd never know there was anyone there at all.
There's a light down the line, let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way, all the fettlers will be coming home today.
I can hear the tall man say to the children at their play, you'd better go home early and you'd better stay away. Stay away from the line, can't you hear the railway humming? The grass has grown too tall and the poison train is coming.
There's a light down the line, let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way, all the fettlers will be coming home today.
You feel sorry for the grass, all it did was grow too fast. All the weapons raised against it, it was never made to last. And the man and his offsider are all dressed in black as the poison train goes through the town and blisters all the track. Well, it never lasted long, half the town was packed and gone, and everybody seemed afraid to be left there alone. All the people stayed away, and there was no celebration. Nobody made a speech the day they closed the railway station.
There's a light down the line, let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way, all the fettlers will be
all the fettlers will be coming home today.
Bob Fagan taking the lead on that song by Mike O'Rourke, Poison Train.
Shipped out to beat you fascists across our lands and seas. We were seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. We outsung all of you Nazis across our lands and seas. Seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. We helped to haul that TNT across our lands and seas. We were seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. We topped up for the NMU across our lands and seas. Seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. Not many pretty lasses did we miss across our lands and seas. We were seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. If you ever saw one, you'd see all three across our lands and seas. Seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. The ocean's still a-ringing with the songs we sang across our lands and seas. We were seamen three, Cisco, Jimmy and me. Keep a-working and a-singing till the world gets free across our lands and seas.
Andy Irvin joins the program with a song by Woody Guthrie, Seaman 3, the three seamen in question, Cisco Houston, Jim Longy and Woody Guthrie, a song written by Woody Guthrie during the Second World War when he was on merchant ships, I don't think he was in the Navy, with Cisco Houston and Jim Longy. Andy Irvin released that on a double album called Old Dog Long Road. Here's a group called The Whispering Tree, or I think they're a duo, really. Their album called Bones of Better Days. Find a Man.
You've got got no money, yeah, you work to the bone. Hard to make it on your own. What's a girl to do but make a plan? Oh, and find a man. Find a man, that's what they said. Plan your pictures in your head of a big white dress and a pink bouquet. Oh, but if you're not careful, you can sign your life away. Find a man who clears the table. Yeah, find the man who sweeps the floor. Heed my words if you're able. And find a man who clears the table. You've been taught since you were a child that slack and toe the line. You're not his mother, you're not his maid. And if you wanna work in a kitchen, you should get paid. Find a man who clears the table. Yeah, find a man who sweeps the floor. Heed my words if you're a. Marks while you're cooking dinner, sitting on his throne doesn't lift a finger. Are you earning less and working more than his? Leftist ideals don't extend past the front door. Find a man who clears the table. Much to ask for an equal share in the household task. It's hard to find a man who won't resist. Well, you'd be better off without one. But if you insist, find a man who clears the table. Find yourself a man who's gonna sweep that floor. Heed my words if you're. Clear that table.
A duo called The Whispering Tree. We heard the voice of Ellie Brangboer, and the other musician in that duo is L. Kleiner. Not quite sure what he does. I guess he's, well, he's, oh yes, I do. He's holding a double bass. That's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? The Whispering Tree. And Find a Man is not locked into outdated stereotypical gender roles, I guess is the subtitle of that song. You're listening to Come All Ye, another one from the featured album. It's been a little bit too long since I played a track from the featured album, which is called The Lost Summer by fiddle player Louise Bicken. This is one of her own compositions. I'm not sure whether it's actually called Adam and Eric's or Adam and Erica's. In big writing, it says Adam and Eric's, but Eric might be a nickname. She writes, I wrote this many moons ago on the occasion of Adam and Erica's wedding. It was originally, again, we're talking stereotype gender roles here, but maybe not. On the occasion of Adam and Erica's wedding, it was originally a fast reel, but I was inspired to slow it down to a lopey Strathspey. One late evening, red wine-fueled jam and recording session in the Scottish Highlands. with my friends Jennifer Austin and Rachel Samani. And now, I Can't Go Back.
Thank you.
June Tabor and the group Oyster Band, the Funny Bunch of Roses. And Napoleon never did conquer England, did he? The next track harkens back a little before Napoleon's time, back to, I guess, about the 1760s, when navigation was a little more problematic than it was later on, because they had a lot of trouble confirming longitude. And if you can't confirm longitude, you don't really know where you are if you're sailing around the bounding main. And a fellow by the name of John Harrison came up with a solution, which would have been absolutely fabulous, except he wasn't of the right sort. He wasn't gentry. He wasn't an aristocrat. He was just run-of-the-mill inventor-type person. So he had a hell of a time trying to get his invention supported. Eventually it was, but not without lots of complaints and opposition from the powers that be, who were in charge of navigation issues in England. So John Harrison's Hands is the name of this song. It's a co-composition, I believe, Brian McNeil and Dick Gockin. We'll hear Brian McNeil sing it from an album called No Silence.
Cold falls the night, cold rolls the ocean, colder blows the breath of fate that sends the roaring gale. The stars give their light for duty or devotion, but a sailor's heart needs more than prayer when I encompass fail, more than hope to guide his lonely sail. By sea and land, John Harrison's hands made sure forevermore that sailors could find longitude to bring them safe ashore. Your work was long, your days were driven, you knew that you could build a clock to marry space and time, but your one great wrong was never forgiven, for to be better than your betters was worse than any crime, and their ending was a hell you would not claim. By sea and land, John Harrison's hands made sure forevermore that sailors could find longitude to bring them safe ashore. And a prize of £20,000 was more than just a prize. It was dignity and justice over bitterness and lies. And the longer they denied you, attacked you and decried you, the more you saw the weakness in their eyes. Talents were tainted by the poisoned well of power from which they drank, but the wind that drives the bolt of gallants was harnessed by a man with neither privilege nor rank. And the sailor lads they knew and gave their thanks. By sea and land, John Harrison's hands made sure forevermore that sailors could find longitude to bring them safe ashore. By sea and land, John Harrison's hands made sure forevermore that sailors could find longitude to bring them safe ashore.
Thank you. to town and landed in headquarters. The colonel fell for a pretty maid, a farmer's only daughter. The general bet £5,000, the colonel wouldn't dress in beggar's gown. And would the girl go round and round, or dressed as a rambling shula? And would the girl go round and round, or dressed as a rambling shula? Started out next day dressed in beggar's clothing, and it wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lonely dwelling. Oh, farmer, shelter me for the night, I'll sleep in a barn until daylight. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight, God help the rambling shula. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight, God help the rambling shula. Well, the farmer said, the night is cold, you can come by the kitchen fire. The colonel said to the serving maid, it's you I do admire. We'll leave them all and come with me, leave them all and come be free. What a dusty beggar you might be, come away with a rambling shula. What a dusty beggar you might be, come away with a rambling shula. Well, the farmer and his servants all, they fell into loud laughter. When who comes tripping down the stairs but the farmer's only daughter? She had two blue eyes like morning skies, as soon as the beggar she did spy. She's fairly caught his rambling eyes, she's mine to the rambling shula. She's fairly caught his rambling eyes, she's mine to the rambling shula. To the fire, he put his arms around her waist as they sat by the fire. He put his hands upon her knee, gave her kisses two and three. Says she had a you makes her free, a number the rambling shula. Says she had a you makes her free, a number the rambling shula. He slept in the barn between two sacks and a window cloth for fear it come too hard. But at 12 o'clock that very same night she came to the barn, she was dressed in white. The beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, said the rambling shula. The beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, said the rambling shula. And he threw off his beggar's clothes and he threw them against the wall. There stood the bravest gentleman that was amongst them all. We'll look at my locks of golden hair under this sooty old hat I wear. I'm a colonel now, I do declare, there's none of the rambling shula. I'm a colonel now, I do declare, there's none of the rambling shula. And I bet £5,000 that you and I would be here. Will you travel the hornet long ago with a rambling shula? It's off to the general's house they've gone. Great is the wager he has won. Join in this song with a fife and the drums, she's away with a rambling shula. Join in this song with a fife and the drums, she's away with a rambling shula. Join in this song with a fife and the drum, she's away with a rambling shula.
Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, the Rambling Shula, and before that, from the same album, a track simply called Trad 3. Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer play quite an impressive range of instruments between them, and their albums are always interesting. That one is called Red House. Before Vicky and Johnny, we heard Brian McNeil sing a song he co-composed with Dick Gochen called John Harrison's Hands. He tells some good stories in his songs, Brian McNeil, and that one concerning the solution to the navigation problem in the 18th century and earlier, of course, when sailors had to rely on dead reckoning, the stars. But John Harrison I don't know whether he... Did he ever get his £20,000 prize? He was on the outer because he wasn't of the right sort. Not one of the chaps. It was John Harrison. Moving on, Townes Van Zandt wrote a lot of good songs, sang a few as well. Here's one I hadn't heard before. This is Heavenly Houseboat Blues. It's a demo recording, so there's a bit of to-ing and fro-ing on the track.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, or to sail those deep and holy seas. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, and it's welcome aboard, you sweet peas. All the bow, she is made of solid silver, and the hull, she is made of solid gold. Oh, she ain't much along the lines of floating, but she's yours, babe, to have and to hold. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, oh, to sail them deep and holy seas. I'm building a houseboat in heaven, and it's welcome aboard, you sweet peas. Now I rode my old guitar to heaven, oh, but heaven didn't feel too much like home. So I'm headed out onto them lonesome oceans in my ruby-studded houseboat to roam. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, sail those deep and holy seas. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, and it's welcome aboard, you sweet peas.
Townes Van Zandt, Heavenly Houseboat Blues. One more now from the featured album. I might be able to squeeze in another, but we'll hear this one at least. Deltingside and Squirrel Hunters, a couple of traditional tunes. Louise Beckin writes, Deltingside was a pandemic discovery and such a brilliant one too. It comes from Shetland. Her mandolin player Ethan Setyawan suggested Squirrel Hunters as a second tune, noticing the similarities between the two. And Louise writes, I'm delighted to have two of the best playing two of my favourite instruments joining us on this one. Brad Kolodner on the clawhammer banjo and Simon Chrisman on hammered dulcimer.
Thank you. an old dog, and his name was Blue. Betting your life he's around here too. Blue. Oh, Blue. Every night, just about good dark, possum up the white oak bush. Blue. Oh, Blue. Traced him out on the end of a limb. And old Blue sat down and he talked to him.
Sylvia Tyson from a long time ago with their version of Old Blue. I don't think I've ever played that on the program before. I've played this before. This is Usher's Island. The track is Heart in Hand.
My story I will tell. In poverty I left this land, in Galway I did dwell. 14 years in slavery, the Moors they held command. Lives were cheap, we were sold like sheep in Algiers' burning land. Well, I gave myself in servitude for 7 long years or more. Bidding goodbye to kit and kin, we sailed out from the shore. And as we took our last fond look on Ireland's glittering strand, to Barbados and the sugar cane, the captain would sell all hands. Sell all hands, captain would sell all hands. To Barbados and the sugar cane, the captain would sell all hands. Well, we hadn't been on the deep for 2 days but barely three, when on a brisk and blowy day, 3 distant sails at sea, they beat a course towards us, and we tacked our ship about. But but they gave chase and soon gained pace and rolled their cannon out. And when I saw that sickle flag curling scimitar in each hand, the fear had struck a heavy blow, we had to fight or stand. Those fearsome Janissaries, all from their native land, had come to pillage and plunder and chain us in iron bands. Iron bands, chain us in iron bands, had come to pillage and plunder and chain us in iron bands. Well, broadside to broadside, soon we were engaged. They grappled, hooked and boarded us as the battle raged. But we were far outnumbered, and soon the flag came down to the beats and blows of this pirate foe. We surrendered every man. Well, the Reese, he viewed his captives, and he said to Barbary, we were bound, thrown into the hold, me boys, our ankles chained around. Fed into rough with tack and slop, we slept where we did stand. And how I cursed and rued the day we left old Ireland. Ireland, left old Ireland. Oh, how I cursed and rued the day we left old Ireland. Till we docked to yells and jeers, brought up but blinded in the light in the port of old Algiers. First they sold the women to the harems they were bound. Most men went to the salt mines and a life in hell they found. Now I had apprenticed as a boy and fashioned rings of gold. The reason he told the auctioneer who had me bought and sold, to a goldsmith for the Sultan who needed a helping hand. Kind Providence had saved my life in this fierce and foreign land. Well, he took me in and fed me and tended to my wounds and taught me all the craft he knew of gold and precious stones. As the weeks rolled into months and months rolled into years, I became a master of my trade, a goldsmith in Algiers. In Algiers, a goldsmith in Algiers. I became a master of my trade, a goldsmith in Algiers. Now I fashion fine things for the Sultan to behold. Chalices, necklaces, rings of beaten gold. The finest work among them all, it was a wedding band. A golden heart held tenderly between two loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand. A golden heart held tenderly between two loving hands. Well, finally the news came that I was to be freed. The king demanded our release, the Sultan he agreed. My master begged me for to stay, even offered his daughter's hand. But I bid Algiers adieu, would save passage to Ireland. And now I'm back in Culloden, where I was born and bred, with a wife and three daughters, a house and farmstead. Still I make rings and fine things for the great and grand, but my favourite is the Cladder ring with its heart in loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand. My favourite is the Cladder ring with its heart in loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand. My favourite is the Cladder ring with its heart in loving hands. Oh,
Usher's Ireland pretty much hit the ground running as a supergroup in traditional Irish music and traditional style. That one, a composition by the man who sang it, John Doyle, also in that fine lineup, Andy Irvine, Donal Lunny, Paddy Glacken, and Mike McGoldrick, Heart in Hand. Time for one more complete track. No more from the featured album, unfortunately, today. We'll get back to that sometime down the track. Here's a song from Ralph McTell. I played it some time ago, but I'll give it another run now. This is the Slipshod Taproom Dance. The words are worth listening to.
In a slipshod taproom dance, he's stumbling, moves unsteadily to the door. Oxford Street is a river tonight, and he must cross it once more. Down a old Soho, down a old Soho, so what? In a slipshod taproom dance, he's shambling, moves to a poem that he will write. The only thing in his stem that is certain is that it won't get done tonight. Not an old Soho, not an old Soho tonight. So what? In a slipshod taproom dance was crumbling, now as tipsy as a pork pie hat. Hello, dearie, would you like a nice time? Oh, no, there's no time for that. Not an old Soho, not an old Soho, so what? In a slipshod taproom dance, words tumbling, safe in the bar with a literary friend. Just one more, could you lend me a pound note? I can give it back to you come the weekend. And I'll be back in old Soho, I'll be back in old Soho, oh, so what? In a slipshod taproom dance, he's grumbling, not enough money for a taxi home. He screws up his eyes at the bus's lumbering, hands in his pockets, and he walks alone. Through the streets of old Soho, through the streets of old Soho. Slipshod taproom dance, tubes lumbering, not so very far to go. It took six matches to light one cigarette, just another night in old Soho.
Ralph McTell and the audience bring Come All Ye to a close for another program. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for you today, and you can join me again next time. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.